All right, this is part two of the interview conducted with Edeltraut Fellendorf Rodriguez. Again, this is the same one on July 8th, 2010, at the same residence, the home of Edeltraut Fellendorf Rodriguez, 3615 Conger Road, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805. We're continuing our discussion about Hitler Youth. How often did you wear your uniform?
Every week once, when we had the meeting.
Do you remember what day that was?
Wednesday.
Did you have to do anything to join the Hitler Youth?
No, you only had to be 10 years old and automatically you wasn't a Hitler Youth.
Yeah, it's by law.
There was nothing, you know, asked for, you know, you just, you know, you'd be there.
How did you know what meetings? So you said you got a letter in the mail telling you where
when I went
were
to the meeting, Eva told us, you know, next Wednesday at this and this time.
But how did you know to go there in the first place when you first started?
Well, they notified us.
They did.
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about being in the Hitler, the Jungmädel?
I liked my uniform. And I liked the singing. I liked to be with the girls and boys, you know. And when I think back, you know, we were not silly or anything. We took everything so seriously.
So serious times that you were brought up
you
in.
You know, it was very much discipline, my girl.
Mm-hmm. What was your least favorite thing?
My latest one,
wasn't there something you tried to get out of and you were hiding?
No. Then, what I didn't like is once I was late because my mother, she said she's going to come first and then you meeting. And she sent me to the meat store to buy some blutwurst. And honest as I was, I told the girl, Eva, I'm sorry I'm late, I had to buy some blutwurst. And that was the name they gave me, blutwurst.
Your nickname?
A nickname, and I hated it. That is what I didn't like.
What was your favorite song?
Ich hatte einen Kameraden.
What was that about?
That was about a soldier with his body. They went in battle and then a bullet came and then it was that, is it for you or is it for me, for my body? And it was for his body. And then he got killed and fell in front of his feet. And they were marching into battle. That's when that happened. It's a sad one.
Yeah.
It's hard to translate.
You did a good job.
If you want, I sing it.
What did you do at your meetings when you first got there? Can you walk me through a meeting?
You were the first time?
No, when you first arrived to when you had to leave.
We did some singing. We got our schedule how to help the people. Sometimes they also would tell us, we had ration cards at this time, you know, who we could call, and they would tell us when a shipment of fruit, meat would come in. So we went around 7 o'clock, already in line in the morning. That is, I don't know how the Eva was. She found this out, how it worked, you know, but she would tell us.
And it helped.
That, oh, yeah. What else did we do? Well, we did knitting. We learned how to wrap packages. I think I told you all this before.
Mm-hmm. Did you participate in any parades or sporting events?
No, but when our soldiers came back from Poland, there was a parade, and we all went there in uniforms and flags waving, you know. And that was the first time I saw Hitler.
Yeah, that was. I didn't realize that was connected to your Jungmädel.
Oh, yeah. And then we also had sport. And that was in Tempelhof, in one of the parks. We had to compete with other groups.
How often?
Oh, that was just once a year. Mm-hmm. And I scored 188 points, and I got the silver medal.
Very good. Did you know anybody that hated being in the Jungmädel or Hitler Youth?
No, but a lot of girls couldn't afford a uniform. And they were embarrassed. And I think also they were treated a little bit differently.
The ones who couldn't afford the uniform?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
How so?
It was, everything was on ration, right? And also they didn't have the money. And
so they came and they didn't have any, even though they didn't have a uniform, they would show up?
Yes, but they didn't like it to show up. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they were embarrassed.
They felt out of place.
Yeah.
And they were treated differently in that?
It was, you know, if I would say sometimes, well, if you had the uniform, or you could go there, borrow a uniform or something like this. Mm-hmm. You know, I borrowed my uniform all sometime to a friend, Friedel, mm-hmm. because she went to a theater, was invited, but only in uniform. And she didn't have any, so I let her have mine. Mm. You asked me before about the uniform. It was a dark blue skirt. I was not finished. Remember?
Yes.
White knee, section, socks, white socks, black shoes, a white blouse, I don't know how you call it, that black
neckerchief.
Yeah, and then that knot there, that. Mm-hmm. And then the jacket was long sleeves and made out of cloth, like a velvet. And then we had to sign this, I don't know how did you call it. Well, the Hitler Youth sign, mm-hmm. we had on it.
And did you have different uniforms for the summer, winter, or?
Well, the summer was without the jacket. Mm-hmm. The winter was with the jacket.
Mm-hmm. And your mother made, she didn't buy that, she made it.
The jacket she bought. Mm-hmm. But the skirt and the rest, she made.
Mm-hmm. Did she have to save money to buy the cloth and everything?
She never said anything about it.
Did she present it to you as a present, or?
No,
she just gave it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know anyone who wasn't allowed to join the Hitler Youth?
Jewish girls.
What about anybody that physically, any physical problems that couldn't join?
They were not allowed either.
Did you know anybody?
I know from my girlfriend, the sister.
What was wrong with her?
She was, how did you call it? Mongolite.
Ah, okay. Did she ever disappear?
No.
No. How many of your cousins were in the Hitler Youth?
Oh, God, all of them. All of them. There were about 18 of them.
Yeah, mostly in Silesia?
In Schlesien, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was the only one in Berlin. And that was when, you know, Fritz was a Stammführer. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I went for Fritz, oh, I loved it. And sometimes they would use the band march, you know, in the town. And all the people came out and looked, and it looked so neat and nice.
How were the boys' duties different from the girls?
Well, the boys, when we had a meeting, they, like, we learned how to knit. They learned, like, a trade. And then they would help the elderly, you know, to fix things.
And would they eventually move on to join the military when they were old enough? Did they have to train with guns or anything?
They were, how old was 16, they were drafted. That was at the end of the war. Mm-hmm. They were drafted, and Bommel never came back, was missing. And Ronald, he was standing guard on a bridge close to his home. The mother could see him from the window.
Ronald was your friend? Or?
Yeah, it was my boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, he got killed.
And what did his mother think about that?
His mother, she was kind of disabled. She was, she couldn't talk. She had no speech.
She was mute.
Yeah, right. Hmm. But I knew her, and I also knew the father. Very nice people.
And they took it hard?
Then I had And then I had an only son. Then I had a friend, Hans. He got drafted too. And he was a, you know what a cannon is?
Yeah.
The cannoneer, they call him. That's what he was. And he was in a Russian prison. And it was about 1.5 years later that he came home and had, you know, no hair, shaved his hair.
There were no men left and most of the boys were getting drafted, did the girls start taking over and as cannoneers?
Well, what it was, they were only left young men, you know, the youth, and the old ones. And the other ones, they were in the war. And the women, they took over, for instance, they were driving buses. They were like the money at the, in a streetcar or a subway. They were working in ammunition factories. That's what.
What kind of factory did Mutti work in?
Mutti, it was a factory what was, you know, weaven?
Yeah.
Okay. But then after, when we were in war, they made war material. I don't know what it was. I don't know the name for it.
But did the Jungmädel, did they have to help put out fires and pull bodies and?
No.
Do you remember what rank you achieved in the Hitler Youth?
One rank, but I don't know how you call it.
Yeah.
Didn't you say Scharführer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were there any special ceremonies that you remember?
Because
you were a Hitler youth, as a Hitler youth, or Jungmädel.
The things what I remember was mostly was the Sportfest.
Mm-hmm. And then when Hitler's birthday came around.
And when Hitler's birthday came around, we had meetings, and then it was mentioned. And then we were singing the Fahne hoch.
What's the Fahne hoch?
The Fahne hoch. The flag. Mm-hmm. Holding up.
Ah, yeah. What do you think being a Jungmädel prepared you for? Did the Jungmädel, being a Jungmädel, what did it prepare you for?
I think it prepared me for hard work, honesty, discipline. That's what it prepared me for. And camaraderie, sharing things. Remember when I told you we were called in and we had a terrible, terrible air raid. And our group was called in and we were meeting at the city hall. And there were so many people without homes, and then when they came in, we were feeding them. And I was told by one really sad woman not to put so much sandwich meat on the bread. But when she looked away, I did this, I put more on it, because the way I got so mad at her. We were all skinny and hungry, and she was fat, you know. And I figured out, you know, what was left, they take it. That's why they don't want us, you know, to put too much meat on the bread.
Were those the wives of city officials, or who were they? The fat ones?
The fat ones, they were, how did you call them? They were an woman organization, you know, but it had to do with Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I forgot the name of those women. And then when we went home, it was a rainy day, and I had those rubber shoes on. And all us, they had cages and cages of fruit in the hallway, which I hadn't seen for years. So as we went home, we all filled our boots with fruit.
Was the fruit supposed to feed the hungry?
It was for the people there to give, and they didn't give it to them.
Oh, they were hoarding it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Can you describe your Jungmädel duties, what you specifically had to do?
Well, I was told, you know, to help my mother, to help any needy people, to go shopping for the ones who couldn't walk.
But I mean, didn't you help out in a hospital and write letters?
Oh, yes. In a hospital, that was the Barbarossa Hospital, we took care of soldiers there. And what else was it?
What kind of soldiers did you take care of?
They had no legs, they had no arms, they were called basket cases. Most of them were depressed. Some of them, they were joking, and they would say, oh, my feet are itching, could you scratch them? They had nothing left. And what we did, we had to shave them. The rest, you know, like changing them, that is what the nurses did.
How did that make you feel when you first saw them?
Scared. I was, oh my God. I turned around, you know, and then a nurse came, you know, and he said, they need your help.
And did you talk to
Oh, her? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was the older girls, they would write letters for the soldiers. And I remember there was one soldier, he didn't want the parents, or I think she all had a girlfriend to know.
That he had no arms and legs.
Mm-hmm. So later on, they were picked up by ambulance and put outside of Berlin, but I don't know where.
They relocated to another hospital for longer term care,
yes.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that experience affected you?
I think I grew up a little bit then. Because I was thinking, you know, air raid, that can happen to you too. You know, you could get brain damaged. You know, all these little things came through my mind. And I had a hard time sleeping. And when the siren was on, came on because of an air raid, it affected me. I had to use the bathroom right away.
Because of what you saw in the hospital?
It was what could happen to me. Well, I was once buried alive with my mother,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And
you already saw dead bodies and
Oh, mother. Yeah.
So it was probably a cumulative effect.
A what?
Everything that you saw together mm-hmm. scared you. Did any of the soldiers tell you how they got injured like that? Did they talk to you?
No.
No.
I think they were not allowed to talk, and you were not allowed to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
See, these bad things, they don't want us to know. My mother, when I told my mother, you know, first disbelief, then she said, I don't want you to go over there anymore. But I had no choice, because they needed help.
That was part of your Jungmädel duties anyway. You were expected to
right,
do that.
Right, right, right.
Describe your writing duties to German soldiers on the front
yeah.
line.
That was the other thing, you know. We were getting addresses, you know, in the Hitlerjugend, and we were picking them out of a hat. And I got a guy, I think his name was Walter, he wrote, very nice, he wrote me, he has a son, you know, at my age, you know, and of course married, and how... He was in, I think he was in Russia at this time. He didn't say anything what could get him in trouble.
Do you think they were reading his mail?
I think some of them, yes.
And
he didn't make it. He got killed. But the letter came back, gefallen, für Führer, Volk, and Fatherland.
And how many soldiers did you write that?
Two.
Two.
And the other one, he was single. I think his name was Hans. And he got him too.
Your letter was returned?
I was living there. There were a lot of, my father included, guys, you know, in the war. And then when the mailman came and brought him, you know, gefallen, it was terrible. One lady had four children, small, I think from 3 years to 10 years, killed.
So they would just get a telegram and that's it?
Yeah. In the name of the Führer, you know, we have to, you know, that your husband, you know, got killed.
How many of your Hitler Youth friends participated in the Battle of Berlin?
Two.
Bomme, was that Ronald?
Well, no, three. Hans, Bomme, and Ronald.
And they were all killed?
No. Ronald was killed, and Bomme was missing.
How old were they?
16.
They're all 16. And you said there were three. Who was the other?
Hans? And Hans became a prisoner.
Oh, prisoner of the prisoner. Did you know of any boys younger that were fighting in the end?
Well, I didn't saw it, but I heard, you know, they took 12 years and 13 years old too.
Mm-hmm. What about any of the Jungmädel or any of the girls?
No, this was hospital. Mm-hmm. Hospital work and taking care of older.
But I mean, in the end, they didn't recruit you to fight?
At the end, there was no more meeting.
When did the meeting stop?
I would say the end of 1944.
Did they gradually, were they always once a week until then?
Yeah.
And then they just, did they notify you or
no.
You just stopped going?
No, I saw Eva once. I went into her, and I said, when are we going to have the next meeting? Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's already 3 weeks, you know. Mm-hmm. And she says, there's no more meeting.
Because it was too dangerous? Mm.
Because they don't want to be, how do you call
associated?
It?
Associated?
No, recognized.
They lost the war, they didn't want to be associated with
it. At the end of the war, there were people who were Nazis and we not even know about it.
Yeah. I'm sure they wanted it that way. What do you know about Lebensborn?
To tell you the truth, here on TV I saw this.
You never heard of it while you were in the Hitler Youth?
Yes, I heard about Lebensborn, but we didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
You see, first of all, it was outside, I don't know, in a different, I think it was in Bavaria where they had that big house and hospital and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, but we didn't know Lebensborn. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and here, I would say it was about a year ago, mm-hmm. on TV it came.
A documentary?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And one lady, she was one of those children born from a blonde Hitler, Hitler Mädel, mm-hmm. and an associate. Yeah.
Do you understand?
And she said, she was too small at this time, you know, but she said when we lost the war, you know, and they moved somewhere else, the children, and then they got adopted one by one.
Did you understand what Hitler was trying to do?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I understand, I didn't know too much about sex, but I understood that he wanted the high blonde race.
He also wanted to replace all the ones that were dying in battle.
Yeah, but most of them were girls.
Yeah.
You know, who were born there, when Lebensborn?
Yeah.
But the pictures they show, very neat, nurses, children very well fed and dressed.
Is there anything else that you can think of about the Hitler Youth that you want to discuss?
No? I didn't, The way when I went, I didn't find nothing wrong, that we did anything wrong. If we learned a Nazi song, we didn't hurt anybody with it.
Yeah.
And like I said, was much discipline. Very much. No fooling around allowed between girls and boys. If they did, they get punished. And I liked it in Schlesien because my cousin was the highest ranking. God, they treated me like a queen, like a princess. Respect, you know. And then I spoke the high class German, but they spoke the dialect, you know. It really was, I liked it. I was eating it up.
All right, Ma, thank you. I'm going to stop the tape now.